Can you kind of just give us a thumbnail sketch of your health situation? Because I know the heart issues began when you were a little boy. Can you talk about that and where you are today?
I started out with holes in my heart when I was born. And then they turned around and put a pacemaker in me and did an open heart surgery to close a hole. And then I had, three more heart surgeries between, I don't know what years until up to, I want to say still early 80s, was issued a pacemaker because of the heart condition. Between the time I was born and 1990, the day that I, or the time that I had a transplant, I had five pacemakers and like four heart surgeries and a shunt, which a shunt works as pumping water out of my abdomen and getting rid of it. And they were pumping it into my stomach so my body can extract the excess water that I have.
Okay, but you were doing pretty well there for several years, were you not, until this latest episode?
I was doing really good until March of 2005. I was at work, went out to do a job, got lightheaded, passed out, and that's when I found out I was in severe rejection of the heart. They're not for sure what caused the rejection. I could have just got immune to the medicine I was on. When I was put in the hospital, I was in there for about 3 weeks, and they did several things as for changing my medicine, giving me super high doses of steroids and whatever else they were doing to control it. When I went into the hospital in 2005, they told Summer, now my wife, that I had about a 10% chance of living through the night because of how bad I was in rejection. And if I pulled through the night and lived, that I would pull through the whole thing.
So what's the situation today? You're hospitalized in Denver, and what's going on with your heart now?
Yes, I'm currently in what they call step down ICU. They don't monitor me very highly. They just do vital signs every so many hours. I'm limited on water intake, sodium, and I am in heart failure is what it is. The right side of my heart that is going bad, it's not pumping like it should, and so they are giving me extra medication for all this stuff to get the water off of my body so it doesn't put strain on my heart, my liver, my kidneys, and everything else.
All right, so are you in need of another transplant, or what's the situation?
As for right now, we still have four or five consultants to talk to. I told them to put me back on the list. I am not currently on the list at this time because they have to do an assessment, evaluation, and then they got to take it to the transplant team board and see if they will accept me as a candidate for another heart transplant.